Hello, everyone. It is Leslie Tagorda back again for Origins Cosmic Weather for February 2021. Oh my goodness. We made it, right? The first month of 2021 didn't seem like we shook off 2020 just quite yet, right? So don't feel guilty if you feel like you're just coming out of the fertile void. You haven't missed anything. The world is still eagerly awaiting your brilliance in your divine timing. As we stretch into February, things start to look forward into the future. Things begin to feel hopeful, and you feel the energy building in your business to affect change. Now, if we look back to January, I hope you were able to get clear with what success feels like and how you want to work easier, perhaps with spiritual tools. But you likely haven't yet received clarity on just what you want to accomplish in 2021, and that's okay. As February builds, we see a pileup of Aquarian energy. We have our mind on the future. As this future-facing energy builds, so do tensions, because there are energies squaring off with this new future, energies that are resistant to change. Feel into this tension as creative energies to juice your ideas that come from the need to make equitable change. As a spiritual entrepreneur, you're being called to take a stand in your values for what you know to be true. Imagine how your business can reach more people through your shared values, and imagine how you can take lead in causes that are important to you, your community, and your communities by taking a stand. Imagine how you want to build the future you desire. After our new moon on February 11th and our Mercury retrograde that ends on February 20th, you'll feel supported and finally have that clarity on exactly what you want to accomplish in 2021 through your business. Trust in the process, even when things feel stretched. We are all evolving, and your business has a visionary role. So, in this month, in February, the cosmic weather supports your energy to reorganize your ability to make change, probably using something like technology. Call in our larger networks, circles, and communities over shared values. Reflect on our privilege, because we all have it, and how we can share our privilege to empower others. We'll also have the support to rethink the role of our businesses in the greater societal change, right? You're feeling it. And we get to decide on the future we want to create. The highlights this month, we are going to see a pileup of change-making Aquarius energy with the Sun, Mercury, Venus, Jupiter, and Saturn all in Aquarius this month. Whew. And we are going to experience our first full Mercury retrograde, where we get to rethink the future and rethink change. Mercury retrograde started at the very tail end of January. Lastly, the big cosmic event we have this month is our first Saturn square off with Uranus. This is the first of three in 2021, where we get to break free from outdated structures. So remember, when we go into the rest of the cosmic details for this month, these are all the collective energies available to all of us. I want you to reframe these energies from this place of I have to into I get to. Now, remember, there's nothing to be fearful of. Get curious about what you need to learn. And for larger shifts like that Saturn square Uranus, you're already feeling the energy probably the few weeks leading up to it and a few weeks leading away from it. Let's get into the details. On February 1st, we have the Sun squaring Mars, and the theme is stand by your convictions and lead confidently. What motivates you to take a stand through your business, right? For a day or two before and after, you'll feel confident to take a stand for what you know to be true. The sun and Mars square off in fixed energies, causing creative tensions that require integration. Thank goodness we have Venus adding her grace. Otherwise, this square could feel quite inflamed because with this kind of energy integration is required. And if you're resistant to change, this is just going to make things more tense. So be on the lookout for where you need to take a stand, or perhaps where you need to create momentum for your stance. On the same day on February 1st, we have Venus entering Aquarius, joining Jupiter and Saturn. And with Venus entering Aquarius, we are connecting through shared values. So, what shared values connect you to your larger networks through your business? Right? Values are going to be a big theme coming up for us in February. For a few weeks, be on the lookout to meet the right people or innovative resources. Venus is zipping through and enters Aquarius for a flash until February 25th. For these few weeks, what we desire in relationships and resources gets updated and maybe out of the ordinary. Venus is our magnet to people and resources. And while in Aquarius, Venus wants to connect with friends and other change makers. Venus also represents what we value. So while zipping through Aquarius, your values may be future facing and value changing, right? Or ra rather, valuing change, social equity, and all things technology. Aquarian values, maybe a shiny new webinar that calls in your larger networks and profits. As Venus zips through Aquarius, she'll be activating Jupiter and Saturn already there, sharing her blessings. If you have any energies in Aquarius, these few weeks will have a nice glow as Venus touches your natal energies as she passes by. On February 4th, 2021, we have our fourth quarter moon in Scorpio at 16 degrees, and it is time to rest and release. What can you let go of and release from your life and business that will let you restore? It is a great day to peace out and let go of toxic situations. You've earned alone time to process all that has happened in the last few intense weeks. Quite frankly, you're probably feeling not quite right with the events at the time. Take a break, go inward, and decide what needs to go. The last quarter moon phase is an integration phase in our lives and business, a time to cultivate all that we have learned and assess what we want to continue with and what we want to churn back into the earth as nourishment for the seeds we'll plant. With the Scorpio fourth quarter moon, spend some integration time releasing and letting go with all that you don't need. Time to go deep within to access your inner truths and detoxify what is not needed. On February 5th, we have Venus conjunct Saturn. So Venus meets Saturn in the sky at the same degree where our value now has limits. To what resources do you need to commit, and how can you connect more with less? It is a day to test value. Your values are being put to the test, relationships and money. Venus is our ability to attract and connect, but when combined with Saturn, you feel like there are clear boundaries or limits. Who or what has crossed those lines? You don't need to please everyone. You get to say no. You may also need to tighten the belt somehow to spend less, to do less, to commit to less. Feel into how this is showing up for you. This is a quick, fleeting, fleeting transit, so there is no need to stress about it. Then on February 6th, we have Venus again squaring off with Uranus, where the theme is resource and values upgrade. What privileges, right? Our privileges can be resources, access, knowledge. Can you share with others for impact? During this day, you get insight onto your values and how you add value. But today, you could face some surprises. This shakeup is meant to awaken you to all that you have and your privileges so you can live in this Aquarian ideal of shared resources as shared values. Something needs changing. What can you give to bring about that change? Not just for you and your business, but also for social or environmental impact. It is time to be part of this restorative change and upgrade. On February 8th, we have the Sun meeting Mercury in its retrograde motion. Mercury is going retrograde, and it went retrograde on January 30th. So if you listen back to the January's cosmic forecast, cosmic weather, you can hear about all of that Mercury retrograde. But when the Sun meets Mercury during its retrograde cycle, this is kind of like a full moon of the Sun and Mercury. So today the theme is thinking and information overload. There's nothing to do at this time besides reflect on what you now know. What realizations have become clear about how you rethink the future? At the midpoint of this Mercury retrograde, similar to a full moon phase between the Mercury and the Sun, it's an illumination. Normally, you might feel a surge of knowing as your learnings about this reflective cycle become clear. And this surge may feel intense, like a power overload or something like that, information overload. At the same time of this information overload, we are being piled up in Aquarian energies with Jupiter, Venus, Saturn, all joining the Sun and Mercury in Aquarius. All these planets in tight formation, forming an Aquarian assembly to bring in the future. It is the time to get really clear on how you're going to act on hope and change. What realizations have you had about this Mercury retrograde cycle so far? What have you relearned about equitable or sustainable success? Have you discovered your sweet spot of work to rest ratio? Have you discovered your business values and how to stand up for them to empower others? Or have you had a big insight as to the role you want your business to have in bringing forth an equitable future? After today, you'll have a clearer understanding of what you need to be integrated into your business after your re-examination and take action on what you've decided to change. So remember that today is the midway point of the Mercury retrograde cycle. We have a couple of more weeks left in Mercury retrograde. On February 10th, Mercury in retrograde squares off with Mars, bringing up the theme of impatience and irritation. What's the rush? And how will you react to irritability? For the second time this year, Mercury is squaring off with Mars. Maybe it's time to bring up an unfinished, difficult conversation. If you do, be mindful as everyone is as irritable as you are today. Thoughts and words may err on the prickly side, especially with rehashing old conversations. If you're commuting, thankfully most of us are not right now, or going for a short drive, be mindful. The impatience of today's energy could make for a lot of careless drivers. This is a fleeting energy, so tomorrow will be a new day. On February 11th, we have our second new moon of 2021, our new moon in Aquarius at 23 degrees at 11:06 a.m. Pacific, 2:06 p.m. Eastern. Today, you're going to plant the seeds to call in your community so that you can join together to create social impact. Right? So, how are you going to be the magnet in your community and bring people together to take a stand over shared values? You'll be hearing a lot about this, taking a stand over shared values with all of this Aquarian energy. And today, you get to decide your role. This second new moon is just as intense as our last new moon. The moon and sun are joined by Mercury still in retrograde, Venus, Jupiter, and Saturn all tightly aligned in Aquarius, with most of these energies squaring off with fixed energies of Uranus and Mars. Oh my. So what this means is basically it's time to take a stand for change, to turn hope into action. Not all of this is about fighting now. With Venus meeting Jupiter shortly after the new moon, there's great blessings and expansiveness around values. Know you have support when you take a stand. And you get to decide today, what is this hill that you will take a stand on? As a peaceful warrior, even if you are here to make your values known and call in your communities to bring forth this equitable social change. in your intention, be sure to plant the seeds of resources and people that you may need on your side to take this stand. Venus and Jupiter will be there to help you. Activism is at the core of this new moon, and your business has a powerful part to play, even if it is leading with love and kindness. So, if you're an astro curious and you know your chart, look to where Aquarius of 23 degrees falls in your chart. The house in which that contains Aquarius of 23 degrees is where you are being asked to set your intentions of bringing forth this equitable change. So, shortly after the new moon, on the same day, we have Venus and Jupiter meeting in the sky with a conjunction. Ah, this is a beautiful, beautiful energy so that you can magnetize yourself in your larger networks and communities. Yes. So how will you attract your fans on this day? Networks and groups over shared values. So this may be a great day to be a money magnet, especially money that comes from your networks. So, you know, think social media. Yes. Think all of your, if you're on LinkedIn, all your LinkedIn contacts or your email list, just your wider network, even your friends. So a few minutes after this new moon, Venus and Jupiter will meet exactly, and two of our luckiest planets in the sky will give us some protective, expansive power. The expansive power to connect with the right people and the right resources to support your values that allow you to take a stand. This is a fleeting time, and this is an expansive feeling that adds brightness to some intense times this beginning of the year. So make sure you plan something really special today. On February 12th, we have Mercury in retrograde meeting Venus in the sky. So this theme is about rethinking your relationships with friends and larger circles. Oh, this really adds on to that kind of new moon intention, right? So what, but then now we focus on just the Mercury part, our communications, and Venus, our connection. What needs to be reorganized in your larger networks and circles? Today, you may get a quick insight as to the partners you need to make the social impact that has been brewing in you.